In other church magazines, The New Era, Mutual Theme. The January New Era announces the 2011 Mutual Theme. It is the entire 13th article of faith, stressing the first two words, We Believe. Read messages from both the young men and young women general presidents. See page 6. Snowboarding lessons. A young man tries to learn to snowboard without taking the advice of those who already know how. He learns a painful lesson about the importance of listening to those who have gone before. See page 24. Personal revelation. Do you want to know how personal revelation works in your life? Helpful discussions are in two articles, Removing Roadblocks to Revelation and Becoming What You Want to Be. See pages 18 and 40. The Friend. New features. You and your children can look for these features in The Friend, new for 2011. Articles of Faith, page 22. Stories of Jesus from the New Testament, page 6. And Scripture Posters, page 49. Conference Cards. Help your children remember what they learned from the October 2010 General Conference. On page 14, you can find conference spotlight cards to cut out with thoughts from the prophet, apostles, and auxiliary leaders. Comments. Study tools. I really appreciate the 10 Scripture Study Tools article in the September 2010 issue of The Ensign. It's a convenient brief reminder of how we can study the Scriptures rather than just read them. I especially appreciate the tip to notice words like behold, wherefore, because, and others. It has made connections much easier for me to see and understand. When I am reading the Word of God consistently and diligently, the Spirit is more fully in my life. My desire to serve God and my fellow man is increased. I appreciate the atonement more and feel closer to my Savior. Jennifer Schultz, Virginia, USA. Personal devotional. I read The Ensign from cover to cover. In my personal devotional each morning, I first kneel and pray and then read from my Scriptures. As I read a statement that speaks to me, I underline the passage. I read one article from the current Ensign and one conference address. I am then fortified for the day. In 1 month, I am able to read the current issue of the magazine and read the conference issue multiple times. When I have finished marking and reading the Ensign, I go back through and record all the to-do and quotes I loved in a journal I keep especially for the great nuggets of thought. Doing this has blessed and enriched my life. I love the Ensign. Dixie B. Conger, Utah, USA. End of the article in other church magazines.